Democrats will have to pick up 23 seats to retake the House of Representatives this November. And this week for our district profile, we're looking at one race that may go from red to blue. In Iowa's 1st Congressional District, Democrat Abby Finkenauer is challenging incumbent Republican Congressman Rod Blum. O.K. Henderson is news director at Radio Iowa. She joins us from Des Moines. Hi.
Thanks for having me.
And this district went for Barack Obama twice, then it went for President Trump in 2016. Tell us more about the district.
The district covers 20 counties in the northeast quadrant of the state. Congressman Blum won in 2016 by about 8%. This has always been sort of considered a competitive race for Democrats in the past two election cycles. And they think this is setting up in this cycle for a very competitive race. And we've had some really interesting polling coming out just recently.
And Blum is a member of the House Freedom Caucus. He's been a supporter of President Trump. Let's listen to a recent ad where you see him playing basketball. He has been a high school basketball coach.
Teamwork gets results. It's a lesson Washington should learn. Let's stop fighting and start working together. Here's my plan. Pass pro-growth, pro-business policies to keep the jobs we have and create the jobs we need. Boost our economy with lower taxes and less red tape.
Kay, how is Blum positioning himself? How closely has he connected himself with President Trump?
Hip to hip, if you will. The thing that's interesting about Blum is he is harping on the tax cut package that passed Congress in December. The unemployment rate in Iowa just fell to 2.5%, sort of a historic low. Iowa has the second lowest unemployment rate of any state in the country. So he is trying to tie, you know, the economic tide, if you will, in Iowa to President Trump and to himself.
Even though many farmers in Iowa may be hurt by the tariffs that are part of President Trump's trade war.
Exactly. And the New York Times just did a poll in this district that wrapped up on Thursday night. And that poll found that a majority of the respondents back the North American Free Trade Agreement. And it was sort of a break even in terms of their attitude toward the tax cuts that passed Congress in December. Mm. So I guess if you look at this, Blum needs to energize his base of voters to come out in a non-presidential year. And to do that, he needs to ally himself with President Trump. He's doing that. That's what Iowa Republican voters want him to do.
The Democrat running in this race is Abby Finkenauer, who's been a state rep for two terms. Let's listen to an ad she released recently that shows her at home and the phone is ringing.
Growing up, we learned the union rep's name because when it showed up on caller ID, the other end of the line was Dad's next job. For too many Iowans today, the phone's not ringing. I'm running for Congress because Washington isn't doing enough for hardworking Iowans who need more opportunities.
You know, side note, this is the second ad this season that I've heard that includes a phone ringing. I wonder if they've done polling and figured out that that makes people pay attention to the ad, but we'll leave that aside. Tell us about Finkenauer.
Finkenauer cut her teeth as a staffer for the Joe Biden presidential campaign in 2008 here in Iowa. And as you can tell from that ad, she comes from a union household. Democrats have looked at this district with a bit of dismay over the past two election cycles because they were very worried about their slippage with union households. And so she is really trying to energize union households. She is also, if she's elected, she'd wind up being the second youngest woman to win a seat in Congress. And Nancy Pelosi directly donated to Finkenauer.
What's her record been like as a state rep?
She's a Democrat, loyal Democrat, has voted the Democratic line. And in terms of playing to that union base, the Iowa House of Representatives and state senator both led overwhelmingly by Republicans. They pushed through a repeal of collective bargaining law here in Iowa that she was a vocal critic of. So that stand that she took in the Iowa House of Representatives does resonate with union voters.
Interesting that you've got a district that's very competitive where you have basically a conservative Republican running against a liberal Democrat. It's not like these two people are right in the middle.
Right. And the other thing about this district is no party voters are actually the largest block of voters, about 188,000 of them. Democrats currently, as of the last report on September 1st, have a voter registration edge of about 23,000 over Republicans. Mm-hmm. So Democrats are hoping that voters who broke for Trump last time around will break back to the Democratic fold this time around.
So what are the polls saying?
Well, the New York Times just did a poll. It showed Finkenauer at 51% and Blum at 37%. Mm-hmm. There have been some other internal polls which seem to indicate the race being much closer than that. But things seem to be trending in a Democratic direction if you take sort of a compilation of all the polling data that you can sort of get your hands on.
That's OK Henderson, news director at Radio Iowa. Thank you.
Thank you.